Today's New Testament reading is from 2 Timothy, the second chapter. You then, my child, be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and what you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Share in suffering as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No soldier gets entangled in civilian pursuits since his aim is to please the one who enlisted him. An athlete is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. It is the hard-working farmer who ought to have the first share of the crops. Think over what I say, for the Lord will give you understanding in everything. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, the offspring of David, as preached in my gospel, for which I am suffering, bound with chains as a criminal. But the word of God is not bound. Therefore I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. The saying is trustworthy. For if we have died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Remind them of these things and charge them before God not to quarrel about words, which does no good, but only ruins the hearers. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth. But avoid irreverent babble, for it will lead people into more and more ungodliness, and their talk will spread like gangrene. Among them are Hymenaeus and Philetus, who have swerved from the truth, saying that the resurrection has already happened. They are upsetting the faith of some. But God's firm foundation stands, bearing this seal. The Lord knows those who are his, and let everyone who names the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. Now, in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honorable use, some for dishonorable. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from what is dishonorable, he will be a vessel for honorable use, set apart as holy, useful to the master of the house, ready for every good work. So flee youthful passions, and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. Have nothing to do with foolish, ignorant controversies. You know that they breed quarrels. And the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but kind to everyone, able to teach, patiently enduring evil, correcting his opponents with gentleness. God may perhaps grant them repentance, leading to a knowledge of the truth, and they may come to their senses and escape from the snare of the devil after being captured by him to do his will. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Matt Zickler from Grace Lutheran Church in Western Springs, Illinois.
Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead. If we have died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. He cannot deny himself. What a promise we have from our God. God can't deny himself. When he promises something, he can't take that promise back. For example, in the resurrection of Jesus, the forgiveness of sins was declared for the whole world. As John says, he is the atoning sacrifice of our sins, and not only ours, but the sins of the whole world. God promises that your sin is atoned for. He promises that every sin in every time and every place, every sin of thought, word, and deed is atoned for. We might not all receive the benefit of that atonement, but God cannot deny himself. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead. If we have died with him, we will live with him. We will reign with him. he cannot deny himself. What words of comfort that St. Paul writes to Timothy, young Pastor Timothy. Certainly, there's so much that Paul would like to say and to communicate to him. Sure, Timothy had his time under Paul's tutelage as his child in the faith, but Paul can see the end coming. He knows he doesn't have much longer. He's been arrested, he's in chains, and it's not looking good. He's hoping Timothy can come to him, but if he can't, here's the last hurrah, the last bit of advice. And in chapter 2 of Paul's second letter, what advice do we see? Well, Paul says, pass along what you have learned, Timothy, and ordain other new pastors. He says, what you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Paul says, know your stuff so that you can deal with controversies properly and not get sucked in, nor let your flock get sucked in. He says, do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth. But avoid irreverent babble, for it will lead people into more and more ungodliness, and their talk will spread like gangrene. Paul says, be kind. For the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but kind to everyone, able to teach patiently, enduring evil, correcting his opponents with gentleness. In other words, Paul says, Timothy, pastor your flock. Pastor them with the courage of knowing whose they really are. Pastor them that they would be encouraged in the same way you are by the death and resurrection of Jesus, by the promise that God will not deny his own, because he cannot deny himself. On the cross he shed his blood for them and rose again, promising their slate to be clean. Raise them again in that resurrection through your preaching. Now, as I say all of this, if you're not a pastor, you might ask what this has to do with you. Well, hopefully, it can help you think of why your pastor is there. In my congregation, we often have a joke that I only work 1 hour a week. Fortunately, this joke is made with the understanding that it's obviously untrue. But is that how you think of your pastor? Or do you think of him as on the opposite end of the spectrum, being so busy that there's not time for him to visit you when you're sick and in the hospital or when you're in need? Well, in either case, look at what Paul is calling Timothy to do and realize the same is true for your pastor. Understand that just as Paul comforted Timothy with those promises about Jesus, God gives your pastor to do that for you. And understand that as he does that, God himself is reminding you of just whose you are. He is telling you that you are his baptized child, buried with Christ. You are raised with him, that the Lord knows you because you are his. Understand that and cling to that promise, knowing that God chose your pastor to speak that word to you. Understand that. Take joy in that promise. Take joy because it is the promise of God himself to you, and God cannot deny himself. Amen.
We thank Pastor Matt Zickler from Grace Lutheran Church in Western Springs, Illinois, for today's meditation on God's Word.